Madam Selica, first African-American artist to perform at the White House. Share this. Learn about Madam Selica. Marie Smith, eventually known as Madam Selica, moved with her family from Natchez, Mississippi, to Cincinnati, Ohio, soon after birth. Her beautiful voice was discovered in childhood, and a wealthy family funded her music education. As a young adult, she moved to San Francisco to study music with Signora G. Bianchi and debuted as a concert soprano. In the 1870s, Smith moved to Chicago, where Antonio Farini developed her coloratura soprano voice and taught her the Italian singing method. She also met a fellow student, Samson Williams, an operatic baritone she would later marry. Receive our newsletter for all things Black Cincinnati. Groups created by VOYCAACC list Voice of Black Cincinnati Research Participants Black Leaders. Marie Williams adopted the stage name, Madam Selica. In 1878, Williams became the first Black artist to perform at the White House, being introduced by Frederick Douglass and singing for President Rutherford B. Hayes and First Lady Lucy Webb Hayes. Her rendition of E.W. Mulder's Polka Staccato earned her the nickname the Queen of Staccato. Williams continued to perform in the United States and adopted the stage name, Madame Selica, believed to be from the character Selica in Giacomo Meyerbeer's opera L'Africaine. Related article. The History of African Americans in Cincinnati. Madame Selica was the first Black artist to perform at the White House. From 1882 to 1885. Madame Selica toured Europe with her husband, who took the stage name, Signor Velasco, the Hawaiian tenor, and even performed for Queen Victoria. The Williams then toured around the world before settling in Cleveland. Despite her reputation and talent, Madame Selica had difficulty obtaining quality management and was known to organize her tours and concerts. Between 1885 and 1891, the couple opened a music studio in Cleveland and toured the United States, performing primarily for all Black audiences. Related article. Loretta C. Mongram, the first African American to receive a degree from CCM. In 1896, Madame Selica joined fellow Black singers Flora Batson and Ciceretta Jones for a historic performance at Carnegie Hall. Williams gave private lessons after her husband died in 1911 and taught at the Martin Smith Music School in New York City. Her legacy remains as the most recognized and lauded African-American woman singer of the late 19th century. The American operatic stage did not welcome Blacks until the 1930s. Sources. 19th Century Black Cincinnatians You Should Know, Cincinnati and Hamilton County Public Library, cincinnatilibrary.org, Marie Selica Williams, Wikipedia. Marie Selica Williams gave White House recital, Racing Nellie Bly Famous, Women in History. First African American to perform at the White House, Media Diversified. Vocalist Marie Selica Williams born, African American Registry, aaregistry.org. About the First 28. The First 28, graciously sponsored by the Greater Cincinnati Foundation, celebrates Black Cincinnatians who were the first in their fields. Each day during Black History Month, we will celebrate athletes, artists, business leaders, civil rights activists, educators, physicians, and politicians. The Voice of Black Cincinnati is a media company designed to educate, recognize, and create opportunities for African Americans. Want to find local news, events, job postings, scholarships, and a database of local Black-owned businesses? Visit our homepage, explore other articles, subscribe to our newsletter, like our Facebook page, join our Facebook group, and text VOBC to 513-270-3880. Images provided by the Wikipedia and Racing Nellie Bly. Share this.